Blog Talk Radio.
And actually early for one. What's going on, Ghetto?
Welcome to hell.
Yeah. I pulled a U.
What the hell does that mean?
Because I posted up the fucking Juggler Rider, the most electrifying video show on the web with Shelby fucking, you know, Michelle's picture on that shit. And she commented on it saying, God, I love this, and I commented, we do too.
How is that pulling on me exactly?
Because that's something you would say.
It's very true. So in other news, I happen to realize that for some reason I'm blocked from that old Juggalos chat.
When the fuck did you get blocked from there?
I have no idea, but I realized it early this morning though.
Oh,
I was like, I'm bored. I'm gonna see what's going on in this group, and it was no longer in my groups I was in. And I tried searching it, and it didn't come up. And I searched it on a different profile I got, you know, and it came up. I was like, the fuck I get blocked for?
Damn.
It's not even like I was fighting with somebody in there, man. It really pisses me off when somebody blocks me or, you know, some shit, you know, and I don't even have a chance to do anything to them.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Yeah, for some reason, yeah, I'm no longer in that.
Well, apparently, you know, we have to go through Mira's fucking pictures now.
Who?
Mira, Tamira, Tamira, whatever the fuck her name is, Myra, Mira.
What the hell are you talking about? Are you smoking crack again?
Myra, whatever the hell her name is. Tamira.
Who the fuck is Myra?
T-E-M-Y-R-R-A.
Q-R-S-T-U-V. I know letters too.
But she's on both of our pages, and she's a part of the Juggalo Paradise.
Juggalo Paradise.
Twisted Paradise, whatever.
I was about to say, I think there is something called Juggalo's Paradise.
Yeah, I don't know what name she goes by.
I don't know. I really don't think she's my Facebook friend anymore for the longest time now.
Well, she just hit me up saying we gotta go through her pictures and get like an updated picture of her.
Well, that's on you, man, because she's not my friend, like I just said. I don't even know what the hell her name is anymore.
Tamira, T-E-M-A-Y-R-R-A-A. Hey, yeah.
And what's the last name on it?
I ain't pronouncing that. Fuck out of here.
That doesn't really help. Or was that the last name?
No, that was the first name.
I'm not pronouncing that shit. Fuck out of here. That's the last
name. A-L-T-H-O-F-F.
Well, now we learned how to spell. I don't know. Find a new picture then, Havoc.
Yeah. I'm going to do that, and while I'm at it, I'm going to look at my new picture to make a fucking promo out of there.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, that's actually what we're talking about. Because of the fact she commented in the J.R.R. Writers album.
Jeez, who the fuck looks in there?
Apparently she does.
I don't know, man. All them people that are in here don't even talk to us anymore.
Oh, well, if we can go away, I'll delete her picture.
Wow. Haven't heard that in a while.
We don't talk.
We don't talk to it.
And she's all obsessed with fucking crack ass shit like cops and shit like that. And fucking Corp Circus. Let's see what we got in here. We got you up in here. I should probably tag into your other page, though.
Okay, I'm in there. Who else is in there?
Let's see. Smurf. Which I used to talk to him way back on fucking MySpace. Kisses up in there. My homegirl Voodoo, who used to be part of High Town Records.
Speaking of which, was there somebody in that was called like Infinity or whatever?
Yep, that's the local in 6X.
So, are they the ones that are going to be on that Wicked Wonderland show that's coming up?
Yes.
I saw them on there, and I saw Mad Max on there, and then a bunch of other people I didn't give a shit about.
Yep, I mean, Infinity representing Hightown, Mad Max, well, he's just representing himself, because since he's no longer with HTR.
Yeah, they're all going to be here in Pittsburgh.
I suggest you go, fucking Mad, yo. Mad Max is dope and fucking is definitely dope on stage.
Yeah, the only problem is the person that's running it, I really don't care for.
Hey, who's running it?
Same people as always. Lord Malice and his gay little people.
Yeah, never mind, don't go.
Because it's apparently their event or some shit, so it's being ran by them, but then all the mortars are on it, too. Yeah.
Well, let's see who else is in this album. Ms. Looney.
Yeah,
she told
her Facebook people are not allowed to love her.
Why?
Because apparently some dudes always hit her up talking about they love her.
I wonder what happened if I hit up like, I love you, Ms. Looney.
Well, on that status, that is what I commented, actually. I was like, but I love you. She's like, no.
Let's see, Ms. Kisa's in this album.
Yeah, Ms. Kisa. Everybody's trying to be her.
Yeah, I know. Let's see, my old boy Deadset from Massachusetts is up in this shit. Because I think he's in the fucking Air Force now. So last I talked to him, he was trying to join the Air Force.
So what exactly happened to the show last night, Mr. Radio Man?
Man, I passed the fuck out.
Not even a half an hour.
But no, I passed out like about 9 o'clock.
I was like, this nigga ain't even doing a fucking show. Don't even tell me he's not doing a show.
Hey, here's another person in our folder that just might bring back some memories. Big Tits. My bad. AKA Laughs.
Laughs. Wow. That groupie bitch.
Then, of course, my old boy, my old homie Spectre, a part of, man, I forget what the fuck he's a part of nowadays. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
I don't know what the fuck he's a part of.
Let's see, we got Cherry up in this shit.
No, that's right. She no longer is friends with us for some reason.
Yep. Killer Cupcake, I don't remember who the fuck she is. Asylum, formerly of the DKA.
Yeah, waddling like a duck.
Yep. Boo 99.
Good old Boone.
Yep. Except he's doing a fucking ride up pick with the Hatcher Girl bandana.
Speaking of Boone, man, I saw a picture that Whitney Payton posted earlier, and he's always talking about the Avengers. And I thought it was funny that out of all the demos that she was given the Avengers CD, which she's on. which is kind of weird.
Nugget Ninjette's in this. I don't remember who she is, but...
Nugget Ninjette? Who the fuck is that?
Fuck him out, though. Colby's in this shit.
Oh, shit. Colby's in there. Fuck she doing with her life? Complaining about her boyfriend? I don't know.
Mirror's in this twice.
Yeah, dude, she don't even follow me on Instagram anymore either. Apparently, at that point in time, she didn't like all the posts I was making towards Rabbit, I guess. I don't know. Talking about, look, Rabbit, it's a stupid branch. Yeah. Straight blew that up, man. Just taking random pictures. Like, you know, Rabbit always posts some random shit for no reason.
Hey, look who's in the chat room. It's Gil G's boy.
It's my boy. Who's that?
Randy J.
Randy J. My number one fan.
Let's see. I'm just going to go through this entire album of mirrors and see a little picture.
Does she even have any, like, recent photos?
She's got, like, one recent photo.
Wow. One photo?
Not even that. Actually, I mean, technically, it could be referred to as recent, if you count 2012 as being recent.
Oh, and here's another thing, man. Now that I just see this Fast and Furious commercial here. So after everybody, you know, going crazy over Paul Walker dying and everybody getting mad about all the posts and shit, well, now that Nelson Mandela, whatever dude, dies, now everybody keeps talking about that, and they got a fucking movie coming out for him.
I know, right? What the fuck?
Like, really? Now you decide to put this movie out just because he dies? You probably had this in the works for a while now. Why don't you put it out when he's still alive? But seriously, he dies and now we gotta watch a fucking movie about him? Get the hell out of here. Yeah. Fuck you, Oprah. I don't know why I'm blaming Oprah, but it seems like it's her fault.
Yes, we're just blaming it all on Oprah.
Since she's all about stupidness.
Oh, for a minute, I thought you were going to say, since she's all about being a reptilian.
Well, that too. Well, actually, I was going to say pro-black, but... Since all she does is talk about black people shit, you know? Not because she's black, but... Not to sound racist or anything here.
Well, I said reptilian, but sure, if you want to be black.
Well, yeah, she's also an alien, yes.
Yes, according to Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy? Jeff Hardy's a fucking alien. And he's about to sip on some wine and have sex with Dixie Carter.
Yeah, man, I mean, for a minute, you know, like, I thought it was going to be fucking, what the hell was his name now? Damn, I forgot his name. Magnus was going to join her.
Yeah, Dixie Carter's so proud of her terrible match that she came up with.
Yeah, Dixieland.
It's a steel cage match. And then if you happen to get out, you have to climb a ladder. Wow. It's impressive.
What's even funnier is the fact that if you manage to get out of the cage, you have to walk up the ramp just to get to the just to go up the fucking ladder.
Oh, no. That only seems to be a problem if you're a fat ass. And I sure hope that that EC3 dude got the briefcase to get him fired. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, but like that was like, god damn it, Sting. Like he really had to give that motherfucker an idea to be in that match.
If he gets a world title shot, man, I'm gonna be real pissed.
Well, we know Mr. Anderson ain't getting shit.
I'm going to steal this comment that I saw earlier about him looking like Jason Biggs on steroids.
Like I said, Mr. Anderson ain't getting shit.
Man, he don't ever get shit.
All he got was a fucking power driver to the on the fucking stage.
So did you enjoy the in-ring action of Curry Man?
Oh, yeah. It seems like he didn't stay long. He got in the ring and then he left.
Yeah, you were real excited about that.
Yeah, and then he fucking left. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was
Why
a good match.
Magic?
It's a good thing they brought him back.
Yeah, because you had Dewey Barnes and Norm Furnum who in that match, and they absolutely sucked.
Man, who the hell are those dudes, man? They're whooping people's asses, though. Little-ass dudes, man, throwing motherfuckers around.
Yeah, those are the dudes that, let's put it this way, were beat by EC3 on more than one occasion.
Well, I know that much, but who the hell are they?
I don't even fucking know.
Like, are they actually wrestlers?
If I can find their fucking name. If I can figure out how to spell the dude's last name.
Oh, and another thing. Were you aware that ICP Theater was back yesterday?
I was not.
Yeah, man, because I had no idea either. I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw that ex-murder chop dude or whatever, tattoo face, however you know him and whatnot, posting up ICP Theater live in 30 minutes, which, you know, was at 11:30, but it was almost like 12 o'clock and shit. I was like, that shit's back. What the fuck? So then, yeah, man, I put on Fuse and there it was, man. Watch that shit. Still funny.
I just gotta go find it and fucking record it again.
And they were, they were talking about Blink 182. It's like, yeah, man, isn't this Sum 41? Like, yeah, they were Sum 41, then it became whatever the hell they said, and they said, and now they're Green Day. I was like, wow, man. They completely fucked that up.
Let's see. Skip to... Let's jump to a day in time. We'll jump to the 18th.
It's going to be Wednesdays at 11:30 now.
Yeah. Because they have some stupid shit called Warp Roadies on at 11 o'clock.
And then how about, like, after they had that on, they had ICP hosting the most shocking artist of 2013, too. I was like, wow, they got him on air, too.
Well, there we go. I've got it officially set to be recorded. But, since we were talking about Jeff Hardy and TNA, here we go with Reptilian.
No regrets and no reason for return. The worst is over and the sins have been burned.
worst is over and the sins have been burned.
And we are back. So, Gator, what do you think of that track?
It reminded me of some old Papa Roach.
Yeah, in a way, a little bit, did.
With that Between Angels and Insects song.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Possession, obsession. I don't know. I really don't care for Jeff Hardy as a music artist or a wrestler.
I know he's better than most people that are in there right now.
He should just stick to wrestling.
Yeah. Just not doing the whole Dixieland match.
I think he should just go back to the way he was when he was a Hardy Boy.
Yeah, but he would need Matt there to do the tag team matches.
That's not what I mean. I mean how he wrestled back then. Now he just wrestles like an idiot. And he paints his face up. Well, even more so than he did.
Oh, man. Yeah, but, I mean, at least Jeff Hardy's not afraid to, you know, embrace his Juggalo side.
His Juggalo side? Man, what makes you think he's a Juggalo? At all.
He is.
And why do you say that?
Well, he has been a part of the Gathering of the Juggalos a couple times. And JCW.
He was in JCW?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Oh, yeah? When the hell was that?
I believe he was there, like, you know, like maybe like a couple matches, but like not like officially like part of the roster. Not like Rhino and all them.
Let's see.
I hit her up because it was actually posted up a status saying, is it tomorrow yet? So I commented saying, yes it is.
Well, technically it's not, so you would be a liar.
Well, she don't know that.
She doesn't know that? What the fuck is she doing that she can't see a clock?
Well, considering the fact she's in Colorado.
Well, then it's definitely not tomorrow yet.
Well, for us it will be.
Man, it ain't for us yet either. Where the hell are you at?
I don't know yet. I'll let you know. I'll get back to you.
How are you do that? That was such a hard question.
Well, I'm about to go to track real quick so I can go piss.
So here we go.
Yay.
Today we'll be talking about the recording artist, the Insane Clown Posse.
They look too spooky.
You want my face?
Face.
You're
so
handsome. Right here.
Remember me, bitch, eighth grade, Oak Park skinny ass welfare raid. Usler and Bruce Brothers, we was the shit. Dungeons and Dragons and Bruce Lee flicks. Quit school, nobody missed us. Nobody hugged and kissed us, only dissed us. And now look at these beautiful model type high class women taking my dick in. You don't remember my kind in class. The wigged out freak staring at your ass. Never had the courage to even say hi. Only smell your perfume vapors when you walk by. I'm a scrub that never crossed your mind. Now you're flashing your titties at me waiting in line. And that's fine, while you're working your tongue, look beneath the paint, bitch. It's the scrubs who won.
I've been caused by indigestion.
You know, in certain terms,
I got a condition.
It's called clown. I just have a lot of talent.
In addition,
I'm
making
a
common
album.
The
dual
is
awesome. I don't give a damn. If somebody goes out and kills somebody because of our music, then they ran
a joint
insane.
Well, Posse has a bunch of... Well,
you
wow.
Say, aha, look at him. The same pair of pants and a shirt against an outcast. I knew I had to do something. Figure out a way to make something out of nothing. Open up shop, get what you need. Speakers, clothes, CDs, a bag of weed. But that shit got me nowhere except jail. Me and all my homies too broke to make the bail. So now we're right back to the place where we started. Chuckles and laughs the second we turn our backs. Asked out, but we was like, fuck y'all. We got each other at the drop of a homie call. Look at us now, bitch. On my platinum, all on my dick, but I'm the same as back then. Forget the money and fame, because beneath the paint, life's just like it always was.
I don't care what critics say.
I was shaking my head. I couldn't believe what
I was saying. Insane Clown Posse. That's where I'm Las Vegas.
Called in when a group of kids who came to see them went out of control.
Sure.
I'm sure.
I ain't gotta piss no more, thank God.
How sure are you? Can you lift your arms all the way in the air? Are you that sure?
Yes.
Are you unsure? Unsure. If you don't know what I'm talking about the deodorant.
Yeah, I probably need that right now.
You smelly bastard.
What the fuck? Why is that faggot still on my fucking personal page?
Who's that? Randy J?
No, Chris.
Chris?
Yes.
Damn.
That's okay. I think once I'm able to add people again, I'm gonna go to my personal page, see who I don't have added on this page, and I'm going to add them.
Wait. You're still blocked from adding people?
Yeah, for like a month.
How fucking long have you been on that, man?
I just got blocked a few days ago. I think I got, let's see how much longer I got. I got 14 days.
I gave up on adding people.
How the fuck does she forget the damn number?
Because she doesn't call here.
Yeah, but even then, come on. Shorty always called in. Even if she had a new phone, she called in.
Oh, no.
I mean, I swear.
She does not.
Well, she just might be because I just gave her the number. Yeah, I got 14 more days and I'm officially unblocked. And I can start adding people from my personal page to this page.
Wow. Isn't that like how many days until like Christmas too?
I think so. Which means I'll be unblocked on Christmas.
See that, man? That's Facebook's gift to you.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I'm sure I'll get another fucking gift of being blocked.
Being blocked? You can get blocked again once you're blocked? Or unblocked?
Man, I wouldn't doubt it.
Just stop adding people and you'll be fine.
Man, you sound like fucking Ducky.
Why? What did she say?
She posted up in all Juggalo chats and a lot of fans wouldn't be in Facebook jail if they would stop adding every single person they saw. It's really annoying when I post something in here and someone is asking me to add them. I won't. One, it's annoying. Two, my fiance and I made an agreement to not send requests. I have been called many names because I won't send a friend request, and quite frankly, this is my last time stating this. Want to be my friend on Facebook? Then send me a friend request. Other than that, if you ask me to add you, and I say no, and then you get an attitude, I will just block you. Okay, I'm done ranting. Ha ha. Buzzcon love to the homies who understand, respect, not mine, but everyone's choices in life. Whoop whoop. To each their own.
And then somebody commented, add me.
Yeah, well, I should. Wait. Yeah, I should definitely do this. This would be an asshole. Add me. You already added.
I thought somebody would do that, Seems like the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of like this other girl that was complaining this morning in all capital letters. I was like, the caps might work.
And I don't think I'm going to add all these people on my fucking to my personal page.
Me either.
Well, no, because, let's see, I've got 354 mutual friends. Other than that, All I'm supposed to add is 4,000 people.
Oh, you're bound to get blocked.
There's about 25 people I might know, including Freddie Grimes. Man, I didn't realize I had Freddie Grimes added to my fucking personal page, even though I can't get access to that page.
Long way to go.
Yeah, the only reason I'm able to see who's on that page is because I had, because I added my personal page to this page.
So, do you still have that girl that used to call in here on your page too? That was her name. I don't know how you would know her. Boulet.
Yes.
If she's still on your page, you should tell her to call in, because she said that she was going to call in yesterday. I was like, well, Havoc isn't doing a show, so that's not going to work.
Yeah, I think we're, yep, there she is. Candy Boulet.
There you go.
So we'll see if she decides to call in.
She hit me up yesterday saying she was going to tune in last night, but clearly there was no show.
All depends on if she decides, you know, if she sees the message. But obviously she's not, since the minute I hear up, she logged off.
Yeah, people tend to do that a lot.
Yeah. Damn, I got 906 followers on my personal page. What's funny is, I bet you anything, if I still had access to that page, I don't have to go there right now, I'd probably have about fucking 10,000 friend requests.
Did you say followers?
Yeah.
I bet you don't even know any of the people that are following you.
Nope.
Because at one point I saw some people following me. I was like, who the fuck are these people? Or it says that I'm following people. Fuck out of here. I ain't following nobody.
Yeah, who the fuck am I following? 7 people.
Or like how Facebook decides to like pages for some reason that I would never even like.
Fucking, god damn it, Boulet. What the fuck's the matter with you?
What?
I told her you should call them. We're live now. She goes, and say what?
Hello would be nice.
I'm like, well, you said you were going to call in last night, but we had no show.
Yeah, what was she going to say then?
Damn, I didn't realize I had Sean on my personal page.
Who?
Sean.
No, Sean.
Kid Crusher.
Kid Crusher.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the one from Australia.
Yes, I know who he is.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had him added to my, as a friend on my personal page.
Well, now you do.
Yep. I know I have Kane Hodder at, well, I'm following Kane Hodder on my personal page.
Yeah, because you're a stalker.
Ooh, Danielle Harris has a fucking Facebook page. I'm going to follow her.
See what I mean?
Damn it, can't follow. If you want to label add, I'll add her.
You can't follow her.
No, but I can add her.
Yeah, in 14 days.
Exactly.
The countdown is on.
Just the fact that I was able to find her on Facebook is kind of fucking dope. Man, she's fucking hot. I mean, she's sexier covered in blood, but hey.
So you love her on her period, then?
Man, I'd fuck the shit of her. I'd fuck the shit out of her on her period.
That's the point I was getting at.
Oh, Boulette, you decided to finally fucking respond back to me. She goes, I know, but I never know what to say. Well, hello is a good start.
Yeah, it's usually like, I like to kick it off.
And follow it from there.
And then follow it up with some nonsense.
Yeah.
And then the other person gets quiet.
Yeah, that's when you hang up on them.
Or you call some random chick off the internet and they tell you their life story. Shit that they probably shouldn't have told you within the first couple of minutes of, you know, talking to you for the first time ever.
Man, I think it's funny how people, you know, automatically know things. They think they know things.
What are you talking about? I know everything. I should be on Jeopardy. No, I'm kidding. I would fucking lose Jeopardy.
Man, I would too.
I don't even know any of those answers, ever. But anyway, who knows everything?
No, because I was commenting on this chick's status. That he said, is it time for mayhem yet? And some dude goes, mayhem doesn't come to CT no more. Motherfucker was just here this year, first of all. And he goes, it's not coming to CT anymore. Dude, how do you know this? I mean, you know, it's not the dates are up there yet. So one of them probably be here.
Although you have Twisted doing a charity auction thing going on right now.
Yeah, I noticed that. I ain't got the money for that shit.
Selling a bunch of shit on eBay.
Yeah. But don't worry, man, because soon enough, we won't have to go to eBay online. All we have to do is go to our local mall. And apparently eBay is opening up a store in the malls.
What is this, the 40-year-old virgin? Didn't they have an eBay store in that movie?
I think so.
So now they're going to put it in people's malls now? Are you serious?
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that? When is that supposed to be going?
I have no idea.
Where did you even hear this at?
On the news.
On the news?
Yes.
It's that important?
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
What do you go there? You go there and tell them to order something offline? And like, what the fuck?
Well, Boulette said keep, but I could only be, I can only for like 10 minutes. What's the number again?
Well, if she's only going to be here for 10 minutes, she better have a whole hell of a lot to say.
Yeah. I'll follow this person. Colette Carr. Why does your name sound familiar?
You're in my car.
I feel safest of all.
Is that what we were getting at?
No, I don't think that's what I was getting at, but, hey, maybe me and this person are related. We have the same last name.
Oh, yeah? Maybe you're related to the Maxwell Coffees, too.
Man, I wouldn't doubt that. Okay, come on, if that's the case, holy shit. I'd be rich.
Not necessarily.
Be like, bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money.
Let's see, her name is Crimson K. Maxwell. She has my same last name, so we must be related somehow. I'll just call her my sister.
I'll just call her my sister.
Well, it depends on how old she is. Let's see.
Why does that matter?
She's 20. So, yeah, I guess I'll consider her as my sister.
So what happens if she was older than you?
I don't know.
Then she's still your sister.
Well, she definitely looked good. That's a damn sure.
What the fuck? That's not shit you say about your sister.
Well, since I don't exactly know who the fuck she is.
You're a sick bastard, you know that? I'm gonna call this girl my sister. Well, she does look good. I didn't realize we were in West Virginia.
Man, speaking of West Virginia, or those, you know, those fucking rednecks. Fucking, you know someone's a redneck when you see a post like, sipping on moonshine, watching chicken fry.
Yeah.
You definitely know that they redneck.
Or if you have a beer can wind chime.
I wouldn't mind having one of those.
Well, then you might be a redneck. So, are we waiting for a phone call here anytime soon?
We're supposed to be waiting on fucking Boulette to call in for our for her 10 minutes of fame.
Well, while we wait for her debut, why don't we listen to a song?
Sounds like a deal. Let's go with.
It ain't about face paint. Stay painted all day, but it still won't change a thing. The juggalo way can't be bought at Hot Topic. I earn my knowledge through the problems that I got from being honest. And it ain't about a CD collection. Cause a real low can't afford to go and buy a whole section. It ain't no obsession. More like guidelines for a lifetime of blessing. Listen to the message. They just gave us the name to banquet, and the change just made us a fam from strangers. And the fam ain't fans, we like mafia gangsters. We stay with the wicked shit to the day that we banquet. It's all about individuality, born and sworn in, no conform in your personality. Reality, the rendition of a chaos theory, a schizophrenic compilation to compensate the weary. For me, I'll be waiting on the wag, start a fam dance, starting up a worldwide gathering. Brotherhood of shadows, bring it back again. Juggalos represent the shoes that you stand in. Move on. See, man, it's just too many of you. There's too many of you trying to say that you're a fucking juggalo, man. You gotta realize, man, that shit, it was something we just saw on the shelf and said, hey, that's gonna be me today. Nah, man, we were raised this way. We were grown this way. This is who we is, man. You gotta understand that. If you don't, get ready for me, man, cause I'm fucking coming for you.
Some of us be working at the one-stop shop. Now you reppin' them the jersey, taking everything we got. Yeah, it ain't much if you consider family nothing but he's frontin'. I be trustin' in my homies cause they know me. Never let me down and they never let me die. If you got the call, would you be down to ride? See, it ain't a gang or a lifestyle movement. It's a family-based series built up one institution. Got the proof from the people that I know and trust. But you, I can blow you off like the blunt does. Wanna front, Doug? That's why you get no love. If you a psycho rider, better throw your head to sub. You don't gotta claim it, just be who you be. You don't gotta prove it to nobody. If you a juggalo, better keep it on the low. What was murder massacred by a real juggalo? Man, I got something to say to all you motherfucking juggalos out there. Now you ass is claiming on our shit and thinking to yourself, I'm gonna go buy me a t-shirt and I'm gonna be a juggalo this week. Well, fuck you. You can eat a motherfucking black. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. Nah, man, they're just bitches. Hey, bitch. Checking my style, yeah. I'm front like nothing. Nah. Radio shoes and a half a chicken hunting. Got the blunt tucked up, chilling under my brim. Hair light across the chin, keep it trimmed to win. I got the belt, but my pants still hang low. Cause I'm a juggalo, not new, not fresh from back in the day. Smoking past the bomb, head all day. I didn't mean to diss you the wrong way.
You know where I got my chain at Walmart for $2 at the motherfucking dog tag machine. And I rock it all day, feeling fresh as I can be. Laughing at these motherfuckers spending cheese with jewelry. See a juggalo, no steady throat. Ain't no front, ain't no joke. Matter of fact, we rock it loud and let it show. See, I'd rather spread my dollars on some smoke. Get blow with the loads and blow the ass on these goddamn to let them know.
See, it's what the Brotherhood of Shadows is all about, man. It's all about the family, no matter what. It always has been.
And it always will be, motherfucker. We're one big family, we stay down.
Yeah. Forever. And if you think for a second you can get away with that juggalo shit, man.
Nah.
We don't come after you, man. You better believe it.
Yeah,
Brotherhood of Shadows.
And Ghetto, we have Bullet with us.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't been calling in very often, or at all.
Holy shit, you found out what to say.
What? Okay, fuck off.
Jeez, so angry.
I'm not angry, dude. I'm stoned, okay?
Man, that ain't nothing new, so it's no longer an excuse.
Yeah, oh, bite me.
Yeah, bite her, eh?
Oh, no. Oh, that's right, yeah, she is from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least we don't live in fucking igloos, motherfucker.
Yeah, I boot.
I wish I lived in an igloo. I probably could around this time.
I wouldn't doubt. So who is all on? Does Poo-Poo go on anymore?
Poo-Poo.
Ninja?
No. No, man.
Why not?
I don't know where the other dude's at.
Really?
Yeah, he's dead. We'll just say he's dead.
Yeah, just say he's dead. Who gives a fuck? No.
I don't know where that dude's at, man. He should show up again, though.
Yeah, I think the last thing I read about him was him, you know, wanted to join the fucking Marines or something like that.
Last I heard, he was trying to get my pants again.
Last time I heard, he was trying to get in my pants. Nice.
Well, that's, he always tried that, and it got really annoying. I mean, not even on the radio. It was just on Facebook or on texting. It's like, really, fuck off.
Damn. So he had no shot, man. Damn.
Well, he looked like he had no shot. Well, he had no shot anyway. He's in Florida. She's in Canada. How the fuck's that going to work?
Well, I guess it could have been a verbal relationship.
He's
yeah.
Was president, so.
Yeah, and verbally getting her pants.
Kate, oh my God, you suck balls.
Did you say soft balls?
Suck balls. Fuck.
Either way, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're saying soft balls.
Yeah, that's what you have, fucking soft balls. It's the size of fucking peanuts.
I'm not quite sure if that was an insult.
I'm just waiting for my friend to pick me up so I can go to the party. Like, holy shit, I'm waiting and it's getting annoying.
Oh, yeah? What party is that?
Nothing personal, just me and about 30 other girls.
Just you and 30 other girls?
Christmas party.
So let me guess, it's a lesbian orgy.
Yeah, I guess you can call, fuck off, okay? No. Most of them are dating, which sucks.
See, I was right. Most of them are dating.
I'm going to fucking kill you both. Oh, my God. Asshole.
Both.
Wait, why is there an echo, man? Somebody mocking you, or are you listening to us, too?
I'm not even listening.
Because she says something that sounds like somebody's mocking her in the background.
Yeah, a boat.
Oh, here, a boat.
That's the thing, we're like, I'm not even listening to you. Like, what the fuck? That's twitchy.
That's twitchy?
Fuck, what the hell?
The fuck is that?
I'm not quite sure what that is.
Oh, my God. So it's... Oh, it's pick on boo tonight, I guess?
No, we were just curious on what twitchy means.
Twitchy, sketchy, you know.
Shady.
Why don't I just say sketchy or shady? Not those fucking Canadian expressions up there.
Oh, my God.
When I think of twitchy, man, it's like when my eye just randomly starts twitching.
Exactly. Not sketchy.
So, any big concerts up here in Canada?
Wu-Tang Clan was last month. I guess that's as big as it gets for up here.
That would she just say?
At least she said Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Did you say Wu-Tang was up here?
Yes, Wu-Tang was up in Calgary last month.
Damn. How about that?
A lot of joints, I guess. I don't know. I was too stoned to even remember anything.
To remember what's going on around me.
Yeah, I barely even do half the time, especially working three jobs now.
So, are you friends with that Lizzie girl? She's also a stoner from Canada.
Lizzie who?
I guess not.
Well, I don't know what the hell her name is, man, seeing how she has, like, some long-ass made-up name on Facebook.
I don't know, maybe. I have, like, over 800 friends on Facebook, and I don't know half of them.
Well, like, I'm just saying, since you're both from, like, Canada.
Oh,
yeah, Lizzie's no
cushion. Canada shit.
She's in Edmonton.
She's in
Edmonton,
there you go.
Oh, God, not her.
Oh, God, not her? What is that supposed to be?
Oh, just past stuff that is not going to be said over the radio.
So you do know her? Like, do you actually know her?
Yeah. If he's the one I'm thinking about, then yeah.
Yeah, Lizzie Snow Kush Puff King.
Yeah.
Damn. So there's her in the ghetto? Yes, she knows her.
<That's>
she don't
so
like her.
Crazy.
I'm not that fucking crazy.
So are you you going to that big show I saw that was posted up there? I guess it's local artist in Canada.
So I guess that means Avril Lavigne will be there?
Man, I mean like no name.
Oh my god.
Well, come on, Gary. Think about it. You said local, and you know, well, again, Avril Lavigne is from Canada, so
when I say local, I mean like people that are nothing and they're just from the area. Because apparently there's some concert going up there, and one of the dude's names is like Yo Daddy.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my god. Can't
and then it says. It says secret guest, and I thought, yeah, the secret guest is your mama. Like,
I did not know about that. What the hell?
Yeah, apparently that's going on in Edmonton at some point.
Yeah. Yo, daddy featuring mama.
Yeah, that's a special guest, man. Look out for that. Make sure you go to that show.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck that.
And... Definitely shout out to your mama.
Don't make her any more angry than she already is.
Yeah, because of the fact. Yeah, because of the fact she, we wouldn't like her when she's angry. She turns into a stoner Hulk.
not only does she smoke the green, she is also green.
Why couldn't you do that the very last time I called into the show instead of now?
So what do you need? Speakers, glow, CDs, or bags of weed?
Or all of the above?
Don't. I'm too fucking stoned right now.
Man, you need to stop being stoned so you can, understand what the fuck's going on.
I know what's going on.
Like,
never mind.
Am I even awake right now? Is this real life?
No, that's just acid, not weed.
So you're just seeing things?
No. I know I'm perfectly awake. I don't want to just stab myself.
You know, just for that, we're going to let you listen to Acid. Okay? My Little White.
That's a plan.
Alright, just for you.
Well, I've been tripping for 10 hours on 3 hits of liquid microdot.
Man, what are they supposed to do to us anyway, man?
Getting chased around the car by some midgets in the parking lot.
I'm on acid.
Hey, is there a midget coming over here? Seen the Rito through a tree, a million spiders after me.
I'm on acid.
Oh, come on, I bet it can't be just one.
I'm running around having a fit on myself, I'm about to shit.
I'm on acid, man, I gotta get to a toilet, dawg.
Just you imagine feeling all calm, then all of a sudden your fingers get numb. Feet are freezing, what is the season, where are we at and why are we leaving? Trees are shrinking, turning plants to roots and roots back into season. Clouds are changing, coming at me, different directions. Now I'm freaking, toes are racing, body shaking, man, I thought it was some crack. Called the fire department, told them I had a flame up on my back. This is crazy, plus the navel razor. Quit the flogging, I ain't flogging. Got a beating, who you talking to? I'm talking to you, talking to me. Listen, cause I have you and I have to be kinda smart to even catch that. I might be tripping, plus I'm pipping, gripping. Gotta spit that with no expectancy. I made a party from a robbery. Accidentally kicked and tripped a thief when he had ran by me. Fuck police, we gon' send his district here to LSD. 50 shot of purple microdot, you will be gone a week. 20-20 vision blurred and can't.
Laughing long time like hyenas. Laugh it in the bay, I have to go. By now I'm weak in some pain and my body's feeling drained.
I'm on acid, man, I feel like I can't even walk no more.
Coming down off of my trip and my skin's about to rip.
I'm on acid, man, I can feel my hands hurting.
I'll probably sleep till Thursday and it's only Sunday.
I'm on acid, can't wait to hit my bed, man.
Waking up on that Thursday to have another Saturday.
I'm on acid, man, I can't wait till I find some more of that shit.
He's on acid, I loot.
Hey, that was just for you. Don't you feel special?
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not.
Compliment? It was just what you're on, I guess.
That's just the only thing.
Do you like to listen to songs about drugs while you're on drugs?
That's a first, but eh.
That guy's a no. or did you not understand the question?
Oh no, I understood the question. I don't.
Are you sure?
Really pick? Yes, I'm fucking sure.
Okay, here's a better question. What do you like to listen to while you're tripping off acid?
Anything really? Just no slow music because it bugs the crap out of me.
No slow music.
Well, in that case, I should have slow music and upload it to the soundboard.
Uh-oh. I don't think they like the sound of that one.
I don't think anybody likes the sound of that one.
Oh, fuck off.
Are you ready, kid?
Oh, my God.
Why are we watching SpongeBob right now?
I should put the SpongeBob death metal mix remix up on the soundboard.
No, you probably shouldn't do that.
Hey, go ahead, do it.
She wants to listen to the SpongeBob song.
No, not the SpongeBob song. If it's a death metal mix, I don't give a crap. I like death metal.
It's going to be mixed in with that nonsense from SpongeBob, though.
Yeah.
True, that does take away from death metal. Fuck. It was just,
I mean, if
just death metal.
You really want to listen to that.
Yeah, that does sound kind of fucked up.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Really? That's the song? That's going to sound fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's by Caveman.
Of course it is. Really?
I'm mentioning
really, motherfucker?
Sorry, Chase is after Waterfall. She's fucking
go chasing toilet falls. Because Hammy's going to be pissing in the air in a second.
Oh my god, really?
It's a special occasion. We have Boobette calling in for the first time ever.
Yeah, and like,
what do you mean
year?
First time ever, man? She called in before.
Oh, yeah, that's right, She called in when we had that other Australian up on here. Along with, Yes.
But David Gregory, whatever the hell his name is.
Wait, what other Australian? What are you talking about?
Didn't we have like some like other random like Australian up on here?
The only person I can think of is Trips, but I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
An Australian Canadian.
Other random person.
Thanks.
Are we talking about Amanda?
Yeah, I think that might be her.
The one that called in talking about is charging her a lot of money to call here.
Yeah, that'd be her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's from Canada, too.
Yeah, you might know her.
Boy, do I feel special.
She probably knows everybody in Canada. She's very popular. That's where people here, I know who they are, I just don't say I don't. Or I walk by people that are on my friends list and I have no idea.
I should have done that a couple times.
Because at the last Twisted show that was just here, I walked by this dude, man, like the whole time at the show was sitting. I didn't know he was on my Facebook list until I got home and then posted a picture. And I was like, dude, I saw you.
Yeah, he does that to fucking bust and be all the time. Hey, I saw you, motherfucker.
And I don't ever see him. I drive past his house all the time, though, but I don't ever see him.
Yeah, he's too busy in his basement.
He ain't even got a basement.
Okay, fine. He's too busy fucking running away from fucking foreigners with a backpack.
Man, I completely forgot about that.
There you go, ghetto. You can pull up like a Team America, dress up like a Muslim or whatever the fuck they dress him up as. Put a backpack on you, and just fucking run to his house.
Muhammad Ali.
Like I said, fucking dress up like that, throw a backpack on, and fucking run through fucking Buster B's house.
Man, if I did that, man, ain't nobody know what the fuck to think. They're like, what the hell is this fat motherfucker running through my fucking living room for? we're gonna dress like that, and we're gonna go visit Boulette up in Canada, and we're just gonna run through her house.
Yeah, fuck that. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
She said she would kill us.
Well, I wouldn't kill Ghetto, but I'd kill Havoc.
Damn. I'm the special one.
I feel so special.
Well, that's all right, man. You probably can't catch Havoc anyway. He's a little midget.
True.
He'd just run right underneath your table and shit. You'd be fucked because you can't see him anymore.
Dude, I don't have a table.
You don't have a table anywhere.
Well, not one that he could crawl under.
Man, I bet you he could fit under there, man. He's so small he can hang glide on a Dorito. I'm sure he can run underneath the table.
Yeah, I probably could. I mean, I'll try anyway.
Try getting through the 8-foot snow that's in my front yard and my backyard.
He's so short he could do backflips under the bed.
Oh my god, that's actually kind of funny. I wish my friend would get back from Calgary already.
Aren't you in Calgary?
Yeah.
Huh?
Aren't you in Calgary?
No.
Where are you at?
Lethbridge.
Yeah, what?
Lethbridge?
Well, yeah, we don't know what the...
Yeah, we don't know.
Dude,
Canada very well.
That's half an hour southeast of Calgary.
Did he say south?
Yes, fuck off.
I think so.
Southeast. Oh my god, fuck off, you asshole. Havoc, you suck.
He likes to point out mistakes a lot.
Yeah, he's just jealous.
As it were, I pointed out somebody's misspelled word, but then it turns out it wasn't even supposed to be that word. It was a completely different word.
Oh.
What's the Adam?
No, it wasn't Adam. No, he's just dumb. He's
Adam's smarter than David.
Well, that's a toss up right there. Because you never met Adam, so.
Yeah, true.
And you don't want to meet him.
Oh, is he like that bad?
Yeah.
Poor
although he doesn't get yelled at by his what is it, his fake father or something.
Yeah, like Poopoo Ninja
father?
Does.
Yeah, you know, you remember Poopoo Ninja's fake father?
Yeah, the dude that, you know, not even his father, but he calls him dad anyway. Some odd fucking reason. He's not even his stepfather. He's just something.
Just a random guy.
Just some random pedo.
Oh damn. How old was Poopoo Ninja?
But
seriously, was he like 18? How old was he?
I don't know. I don't think nobody really wants to know.
Come on, man, you talk to him the most out of all of us.
Yeah.
But me? No, I don't. I haven't talked to
you
him.
You did, man.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him like a year, so, or not even that, but he's never online.
I guess age never came up in the conversation.
No.
Or if he's really a woman.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's not a woman because I Skyped him once.
That
sounds nasty,
doesn't mean anything.
But you know what I mean.
You guys flashing each other private parts or something?
No.
No.
Nope. No.
We know what you use Skype for.
That's not what... No, that's what everyone else uses Skype for. I don't. Unless you're hot, then I will.
Unless you're hot, then she will.
But...
Well, I guess we're out,
not.
Havoc. Yeah, we're not.
Well, Havoc is.
Oh, that's cute.
What? Havoc's out.
Havoc's what? He's out?
He's out.
He's out of what? Like, is he gay?
No. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know what he does in his spare time with his fucking middle finger, but, you know, whatever floats his boat.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh. I don't care if he's... I said, I don't want to know if he's gay or not or what he does in his spare time.
You're not gay? Is she just gay? Wow.
I was,
oh, my God.
I was kind of hung up on the part where you said Havoc was hot.
Havoc isn't. Oh, my God. Get... You both suck balls.
I'm confused now, and I'm not even on it.
Yeah, right, you know, I mean, come on, like, we're not even on acid, but yet we're confused as fuck with her.
Now, can you please go back to the part where you said, only if you're hot, like Havoc?
I said, only if you're hot, but Havoc is not.
Oh, damn. I heard that wrong, then. Wow.
What is it, pick on me tonight? Like, seriously, fuck.
What do you mean pick on you, man? People pick it on me, I can't fucking hear.
Oh, I just dropped my candy. Damn it.
So let me guess, that's how you got your name, because you eat a lot of candy.
Yeah, sadly.
Or you wear all that candy crap them fucking raver people be doing.
No, it just, I eat, like, enough candy to kill a fucking horse.
Candy to kill a horse?
River people annoy the fuck out of me. I want to stab them.
I went to this, what was it? What do they call it? A renegade or some shit? All these raver kids underneath a bridge and shit one time.
That must have been interesting.
And it was only because I was looking for weed, though. Yeah. I felt like I was in the Fast and the Furious and shit. You know. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, except for the fact, you know, no cars whatsoever.
Well, besides the fact that there were beastie-ass cars everywhere and there was no hot chicks, yeah.
Dude, this girl is so fucking clingy.
So clingy? Why is she clingy?
Because I said hi to her boyfriend over Facebook, and now she's fucking bitching me out.
Well, quit saying hi to her boyfriend. What's wrong with you?
Dude, he's my cousin.
She's your cousin?
No, he is my cousin. Not her. Oh. Don't give a fuck about her.
Well, then fuck her, then. I mean, you are allowed to talk to your family.
Yeah. You'd think that.
Does she not know that you guys are, you know...
Oh, no, she knows.
Family?
She knows perfectly well.
She just doesn't like you is what the point is, right?
Yeah.
I gotta love that.
Yep. Damn it, yes. Stop inviting me to fucking events that are in fucking Canada. I have no way there.
That's the same thing with people inviting me to events in the U.S.
Which is pretty much everything.
Exactly. I mean, yes, you're my boy and shit, but I ain't got no way of making my way to fucking Canada.
But
I'm supposed to be
in the car, I drive you.
Did you say you drive them?
Yeah.
Well, come pick them up then. What's wrong with you?
Dude, my car's buried in snow. In case you haven't seen Canada and what the snow's like, I wouldn't go driving.
Man, there's snow here too. So you're not getting out of the snow.
Yeah, but you're really pussies.
Did you say we're pussy?
Yes. Some of you guys are, not all of you guys.
And why are we pussy? Because there's snow here?
No. Because you guys can go to, like, Florida and Jamaica, and we can't. Well, we can, but it's too far.
What the hell is Florida or Jamaica got to do with this?
Because it's warmer than anywhere in Canada.
Yeah, so apparently we can go to fucking Florida and Jamaica anytime we want to.
Yeah.
Well, if you got the money, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man.
Fuck.
Let's go down to Florida. Even they probably got snow right now.
I'd hope not.
Man, everybody's getting hit with snow around here. But not as bad as, you know, Canada, no.
Yeah, true.
So why aren't you out playing in the snow then?
Yeah.
I hate snow.
You hate snow?
Yes, I fucking hate it. Well, I hate the cold.
Well, that's not very Christmas love you.
You build a snowman.
Yeah.
You turn into a snowman if you're out there for 10 freaking minutes.
I turn into a snowman. Be more like an X-Men. I'd be Iceman. I don't form a, you know, snow around me when I'm out there too long, no. I freeze. Having icicles and whatnot.
Yeah. You should play some music then.
Jeez. What do you want to hear, druggie?
Fuck off.
Well, just what do you want to hear, junkie? Damn it.
Just play Afraid of, Afraid of Me by Twisted.
There you go, Afraid of Me.
You were very afraid of her. And her drug.
She's not the smartest motherfucker and shit she don't pretend to be.
Nothing you can do to me lately. Now I'm greatly accepted in the mind, so I'm confused and intertwined from being rejected so many times. I wanna leave it all behind. So kind of you to pick up the album and give it a try for once, and run and tell your homies that these motherfuckers are die for us. So many questions, fingers pointing for answers, suggesting that I'm the cancer that lingers beside the pasture with green grass. Hugging my neck in situations, it's too fast to think about it. Most people can't dream about 100 million miles in every single second, and every time you hear this record, I want you to feel me on every sentence. Reminisce from descendants of past presence. We'll embark on a journey that'll stay alive forever. That's how we're staying over on my side of the fence, regardless of the circumstances or the consequence.
I'm so my mind's not in proper working order, we're in therapy. Deranged, confused, and mentally abused. Life's been hanging on the street, so what the fuck I got to lose? And what the fuck I got to prove to you? If you don't know me by now, you'll never know me. You can put that on my real homies. I got problems and they stack like bills, and I relate to the broken, bleeding heart, love killed. And I awaited in the shadow, awake in the dark, hoping to talk to the past on. I'm falling apart, I'm such a mess in the cipher, fading away. I'm out of touch with society and living. Never relied on my sanity, I threw it away to become the maniac that's got your attention today. I'm so cold, and it's never good to see. I'm so forgiven, all because of my mistake. I'm nobody that you ever want to be. Cause I know that the world is afraid of me. I'm so cold, and it's never good to see. I'm so forgiven, all because of my mistake. I'm nobody that you ever want to be. Cause I know that the world is afraid of me.
Can you keep a secret? Well, I'm afraid of the world because they want me to die. Can you believe it? But I'm still alive and been floating since 95 with my chin held high. But I'm so dead inside that the problems just roll up on my back into a pile because it's just a bunch of shit that I can't deal with right now. And I'm tired of always guessing and messing it up again. And the next day it's even deeper and I'm steady sinking in.
I took a look at myself and came to grips with what I found. It was a vision of a child disturbed and broke down. No soul, no heart, cause I gave it away. No time for feeling sorry, I'll grieve another day. Above me and cover the ugly, continue to haunt me when I was feeling low. That's the same reason I hold on and never let go. I'm so cold, and it's never good to see. I'm so forgiven, all because of my mistake. I'm nobody that you ever want to be. Cause I know that the world is afraid of me. I'm so cold, and it's never good to see. I'm so forgiven, all because of my mistake. I'm nobody that you ever want to be. Cause I know that the world is afraid of me. I'm so
And we're back.
Took you long enough.
Yeah. I'm watching the Hulk in Agents of Smash.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, one word of advice, never get a BlackBerry Playbook.
What the hell kind of voice is that? I don't even know what the hell that is.
Fuck off.
We're being serious. What the fuck is a BlackBerry Playbook?
Why does she always tell us to fuck off? That's not very nice.
What? Fuck on, you get better results. Fuck sideways, get a kid like Havoc.
Is that how Havoc was born? Well, that's information nobody ever needed to know.
Oh, this sucks.
What sucks now?
Trying to get my coat on, and it's not wanting to come on. There we go.
How hard is it to put a coat on?
Yeah.
It's a leather jacket. God, I hate stuttering.
How hard is it to put a leather jacket on, then?
Well, if you swim in it, what do you think?
The fuck are you swimming in it?
Oh, my God, Kate. My leather jacket is, like, 5 sizes bigger than I am, and I'm a stick. So, what do you expect?
I literally thought you meant because you were swimming in it. You didn't say that it was too big.
Well, that's what... Oh, fuck off.
There we go again, telling us to fuck off.
Yeah, really. After everything we say, she tells us to fuck off.
Fine, fuck Saturday. How's that?
What are you going to say this time?
What?
What did you just say?
I said fine then, so fuck off. How about you guys fuck sideways there? Make you happy?
Oh, man, it's the same thing.
Yeah. It says this time she did a boot.
Kick the baby. Don't kick the baby.
So apparently, Kissing got to be a portable fuck.
Sure.
I said apparently Kissing got to be a part of a fucking commercial.
Oh yeah, what commercial is that for? Macklemore.
I don't know. Probably.
Even though I don't know why he would have a commercial then. So that couldn't even possibly be true.
Apparently it's a commercial for Cape Cod Community College.
Community College? The fuck? Do they know who she is?
Hey, wait, do you guys know where the gathering is going to be this year?
Oh, the same as it's always.
Yeah, isn't it going to be the same place?
No, I heard on Facebook that apparently they moved it or some shit.
Where the fuck are they going to move it to?
Exactly, that's kind of what I said, but they all bitched at me. I'm like, fine, whatever. You can think what you want to think.
Well, what did they give a place?
No, they said it's unreleased yet.
I don't know. I don't really know why they. I don't know why they would move it.
Oh, it's fucking cold outside.
Well, what the hell are you doing outside if your friend isn't there yet?
I'm having a smoke.
Oh God, fucking! And Kiss just got even worse. She fucking posted a lyric from Drake.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, why the fuck did she listen to such shitty music for?
Hey, man. She was your co-host on a Juggalo show here for a while.
Which
what the hell
funny
did you do to her?
She was...
You chased her off. Chased her off the nonsense.
Yo, I wish my girl was here.
I wish your girl was here, too.
Fuck that. You can't have her, man. She's my fine ass.
Well, we could share.
Oh, fuck that.
Well, Why not?
Because she's
aren't
a street.
Aren't we supposed to be, quote, quote, fam?
Yeah, because this fam here was in dubstep.
What? What? No,
as
whoop,
if she
whoop,
was...
that?
Whoop, whoop. If she was straight, I would share. If she's not, I'm not going to.
Wait, wait, wait. What was the question?
What? I've given up on guys in Canada. They fucking suck.
Yeah, speaking of which, don't you have a boyfriend?
Nope.
Where the hell did he go?
I ditched him in BC because he was cheating on me with the other girls and he had a kid.
The fuck?
Yeah, and he calls himself a fucking juggalo, and yet I see him fucking bad-mouthing juggalos all over town.
Weren't you with him for like a good while?
I was with him for 10 months.
Damn.
Yeah, hence why I gave up on guys.
Well, at least now we know Bula here strikes out, music-wise.
Why is this?
What?
Let's see. She listens to Drake. She listens to Kendrick Lamar, Yellow Wolf.
That's just when I'm bored.
That's just when
I don't give a fuck if you're bored or not. No one in the hell could ever listen to fucking Drake.
I won't listen to them.
Now, don't make her feel bad, Havoc.
Yeah.
Nobody can make me feel bad. Not least as worse as I feel right now.
It's all right. You're going out soon.
Let's see, Ghetto.
What?
Wait, Ghetto. It gets even worse. She listens to Mac Miller.
Ah, fuck Mac Miller.
That was fucking horrible. I don't know why anybody
listens
to that.
It's for some of the lyrics, not the actual person or the song. It's just the lyrics sometimes.
I couldn't even possibly tell you any lyrics of his.
True.
Yeah, because
on top of that, he's from my high school. A little prick.
What?
That dude went to my high school.
Bullshit.
Okay. Just like Wiz Khalifa went to my high school.
Oh, wait, it gets worse. Razorblade Real.
Okay, seriously, are you seriously creeping on my profile, Havoc?
Razorblade Real, man. Oof.
I'm just going to the three of me just to see if you have any shitty-ass orders, and I found a few.
Okay, fuck off.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Fucking creep.
Now, Havoc, after you're done doing that, go like all of her photos.
Dude, don't.
Just to be a creep.
Oh, God, it gets worse. DJ Pauly D.
Kate.
Really?
No.
That's not an artist, though.
Yeah, it is. Fucking Pauly D from fucking Jersey Shore.
He doesn't sing.
Oh, my God. Okay, I used to like that. Used to. That's like a while back. Fuck off.
He spins records.
Let's see. Waka Flocka.
Oh, man. Fuck out of here.
I swear,
oh,
if I
man.
See Lil Wayne up on here, I'm deleting your ass.
I'm waiting for it.
Fuck off. Oh, my God. You guys are both assholes.
I'm seriously waiting for it. Go ahead. Is it there? Just tell us now if it's there.
Let's see. Bruno Mars.
Okay, fuck off.
LMFAO.
I am laughing my fucking ass off at this list.
Lil Jon, who hasn't had a hit in years.
Yeah!
Wait, get a look. Pitbull.
Oh, my God. Can you seriously stop being a fucking creep on my profile?
Hey, we're not done here yet. Relax.
Oh, my God.
It gets better.
Yeah, like I said, if I see Lil Wayne, it goes hit. Oh, wait. It got even worse. Soulja Boy.
Oh, you!
Kane, fuck off.
Man, this is like bringing up somebody's like history or something.
Oh my god.
Machine Gun Kelly. Oh god. Get ready. She likes Tyler the Creator.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Seriously, if I was there, I'd kill you, Havoc, like, right now. I don't care how fucking short you are. I'd fucking slit your throat.
Kick the Havoc.
I do this on a daily. I go to people's music to see what they like, and if they have, like, Lil Wayne and shit, I usually just delete their asses.
Yeah, it's a fun
Lil
game.
Wayne is no one should ever listen to Lil Wayne. No one should ever listen to fucking Cold 187 either.
That dude just sucks, too.
Wait, Gil, it's even better. You mentioned Wiz Khalifa. She has Wiz Khalifa.
There he is. I knew he had to be there. She's a stoner. It had to be there.
Wait, you know, there it is. Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Come on down.
Oh, my God.
What's funny is the fact that she's got Lil Wayne way between Dr. Dre and Eminem.
Yeah. At least those two are good.
Yeah. There has to be this boot. Wait. There's a second Lil Wayne page.
Damn, man.
Hey, yo, Ghetto, go on your Facebook.
I don't want to go on my Facebook.
You should.
Why?
Hey, look.
Is there nudity on there?
No.
Well, then why would I want to go on there?
Just go on your Facebook, fucker.
No. Fucker.
Don't do it, Ghetto. She likes Skrillex.
Oh, no. Brum, 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 brum. That was my dubstep.
Bud. So, exactly why do you listen to all that horrible music there, Boo?
No, wait. I got a better question. Do you actually even listen to any of that music?
No. Whenever Paige pops up that says like this and how many other people like it, I'm like, eh, whatever.
I sure hope that's the reason.
It is. Okay? Fuck.
We're not trying to change your life here. We're just trying to help you.
Yeah.
Help me? Really?
So I advise you, my mom, get rid of Lil Wayne.
He's bad for you. He will ruin your eardrums.
Yes.
No shit.
Fucking Lil.
My eardrums start bleeding when I hear that shit.
Bad. No, bad. Like my eardrums fucking beg for me to stab him with fucking two knives. The man I saw him with a wing.
Man, that reminds me of this video that was making fun of 2 Chainz, man. Talking about two knives.
Okay, Havoc, you done creeping my profile yet?
Yep.
Are you done, Havoc? What else she got on her?
Oh, my God. Dude, don't egg him on.
Now I'm going to go to other people's pages and see if they have the same fucking music and if they have Lil Wayne on their shit, they getting deleted.
Man, what the hell do we care about anybody else, man? They're not here.
Maybe not, but anyone who likes Lil Wayne needs to get the fuck off my page.
You made that perfectly clear when you posted that status.
Yeah, and unfortunately, only two people got deleted out of that entire fucking that message.
Only two people.
Yes.
Damn.
Well, I guess that means Kiss is the end of going bye bye.
No 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 no. No 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 no.
Like I said, no one in their right mind should ever listen to Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki Minaj.
All right, anyway, moving on, Havoc. So, what else do you like to do, Boulet?
Besides acid?
That's not even what I'm talking about. Not even talking about what other drugs do you like to do. I'm talking about what do you like to do?
Besides working on cars and bikes and hiking and sports.
You like hiking, but you don't like snow.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck off.
Don't you always have snow, Barry?
No, most of the year, yes, but not always.
So when do you go hiking, then?
Mostly whenever I go to BC.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means in the summer.
So, you got like AD? Is that like what?
Oh my god, you both suck balls.
Man, I'm curious, man. What the
fuck? Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, obviously you have a before Christ, so do you have an after death up there?
Seriously, man, what does the BC stand for?
I think
British Columbia.
British Columbia. But I'm so fucking confused. How the fuck does Canada work?
Wait, so I got a question. So since you live in Calgary, do you ever run into Brett the Hitman Hart?
Ever go to what?
Do you ever run into Brett?
She's not allowed to talk about it anymore ever since she got slapped in a sharpshooter.
Ooh. Ouch, asshole.
She likes to hang out with Tyson Kidd, though, since he doesn't have a career.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd hang with the Killer Brothers.
The who brothers?
It's a small, they're a small fucking group in Calgary.
You hang out with midgets?
No, no, they're taller than I am.
So they were a small group.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Kay, fuck off.
Man, it's like stuck in her head, man. Just fuck off. That's all she wants to say.
If I could, I'd rather be in fucking the U.S. right now than Canada.
Why? Why?
Because I'm sick and tired of Canada.
Well,
and no, I don't.
I was going to tell you, if you came here, you would hit the U.S. sometimes, too. So we have Obama.
I know, and I don't like him.
Man, nobody does.
Neither. Hey, look, Randy J likes fucking Hopson. This means he's getting deleted.
Man, Randy J got deleted a long time ago because he's an asshole.
So I wonder if Boulette realizes she's been out here longer than 10 minutes.
Damn.
Oh, shit, yeah.
We're almost over.
Oh, that's right, because I told you it was only going to be on for 10 minutes or so. Oh, well, my friend hasn't shown up yet, so I don't care.
Slow-ass friend, man.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to agree with that.
I don't care. I can fucking diss my friend if I want to.
What kind of friend are you?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm... Oh, fuck off. He's a player. Why should I care?
He's a player. So why should I care? Because he's your friend.
Yeah. We're more like pen pals than friends.
Pen pals? So
you
can tell there. Isn't
how
he,
I feel
isn't
like.
He... Yeah, it's somebody you write to. And
yeah.
Apparently this person's coming to visit you. Though.
Okay, acquaintance, whatever. Not an act. Like, he's not as good of a friend as he should be.
Damn, drunk or not, yo, that chick's got a nice ass.
Did you say drunk or not, that girl got a nice ass?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's a plus. She looks good. sober and drunk. Okay.
Yeah, and she looks, well, yeah, I mean, she's got an okay face, but the ass looks better.
Well, that's why they got bags.
Yeah. Yeah, some chick on fucking tops.
Some chick on cocks?
Tops.
What? Cocks?
Nah, man. Cops. C-O-P-S.
Oh, cops. Okay, there we go.
I totally thought he was saying something different.
Yeah, you thought he was saying cocks, too.
Well, Ghetto, we got our wish. They put a bag over her face.
What are you going to do? Execute her.
I guess apparently she's fucking intoxicated to the fact that she's cussing at them and they don't want to get bit by her, apparently. They just put a bag over her face.
She's intoxicated, so they put a bag over her head. Yeah, that's smart. Wow. Dumbass cops.
Yep.
Welcome to Happy Burger. Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger, man. Take yours. That's havoc right there. Cleaning up bathrooms.
Yeah, no. I don't do bathrooms.
You don't ever have to clean the bathrooms or anything?
Fuck no. That ain't my job.
Or mopping up the floor.
That ain't my job.
So literally that's all
yes.
You do is get carts all day?
Carts and Mickey's.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the Mickey's.
And the bottle machine, and that's about it. And cardboard from time to time.
So you recycle, you drink, and you get carts.
Yep.
And then you find naked girls tied up in the bathroom.
And that'd be fucking awesome.
That would be awesome. They'd only be there because you put them there. But speaking of that, I would like to point out that Bully Ray said raped. On CNN.
Wait, what about Holly D getting raped?
I said Bully Ray said raped when he was talking on TNA.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That's the type of shit you can't say in WWE.
Yeah, well, it's not WWE.
It's all Bootlet's fault.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Totally, dude. So what's going on over there, Bootlet? Why so quiet now?
Because my girl's over.
Because your girl's over? When the hell did somebody get there?
Like... 5 minutes ago.
Hi, Boo, let's girl.
Yeah, no, you're not on speaker, so she can't hear you, so ha, fucker.
Well, fuck you, too.
No, thank you.
Jeez. Getting shut down left and right. Can't even say hello to people.
She's not in the mood to talk.
Not in the mood to talk. Whatever.
The teachers here are absolutely amazing. They will help you. The tutoring here, they can't help you enough. I've noticed here they keep the classes very small so that the teachers can attend to the students. It's a great...
I'd like to point out that Kissa has a fat ass.
Who has a fat ass?
Kissa.
Kissa who?
Kissa.
Man, Kissa don't even have an ass, man.
What
the fuck are you on, man?
I'm watching her little commercial that she did. Wow, I almost called her he.
Damn, man.
Do you guys know who Mad Child is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do know that he's coming to Calgary the 27th, right?
That's not surprising.
We do now.
Okay, I don't know whether I'm going to go or not.
You should go, though. What else you got to do?
Get drunk and party, like anyone else does.
You could do that there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that costs money. Whenever I go to my friend's place, it costs me nothing to get drunk.
We'll have them get you drunk and then go to the show.
Yeah, no, last time I tried that with Wu-Tang Clan, I almost got fucking tagged by the cops.
Well, don't be stupid.
I wasn't stupid. There was me and 50 other Lows there, and we all just stood up because we wouldn't let the cops into the fucking place.
You wouldn't let the cops into the place?
Yeah, we wouldn't let them in. It's by, oh, no, you guys don't know Calgary, so you wouldn't know where the hell Hooters is.
Over in Monrovo.
So exactly why we went to the cops then?
Because they were trying to ask us if we were repping a gang, and we're like, no. We pretty much just said no. And
repping a gang? You're going to a Wu-Tang concert.
Yeah, but there was more of us than there was of anybody else there.
So a bunch of juggalos went to go see Wu-Tang Clan?
Oh, yeah, that and Satanic was playing before him.
Satanic?
Yeah, you don't know him again because he's... Oh, Adam Satanic.
Are we talking about the SKR people?
Just look him up on Facebook, dude. I'm too fucking lazy.
Is that who we're talking about?
No.
No? It's a different one?
Yeah.
How many fucking satanics are there?
Fuck if I know.
Damn it, Havoc, you're supposed to be in this conversation. Answer that question.
Okay, well, I know. The only one I know is in SKR.
Is it a white dude, a black dude?
White dude. He has, like, lazy eye kind of thing going on.
He has a lazy eye. I don't know why that was important.
I don't know, that's the one thing you notice about him is as soon as you look at him, all he sees is one eye looking in straight out of his nose. It's because of the car accident. He can't really see.
Here you are, man, making fun of somebody from a car accident. That's fucked up.
I'm not making fun of him. He's, like, he's straight up, like, my best fucking friend ever.
Well, at least you have a friend, I guess.
Yeah, with the laser, the PDI.
And here on my Facebook profile, why?
I don't know. Why am I on your Facebook?
Oh, you dick. Oh, that was not good. I think I just broke my little Blackberry playbook.
Jeez.
Oh, well.
Hulk smash. Boo smash. There we go.
Seriously, can we just pick on Havoc for a bit? I mean, ugh.
Man, I've been picking on Havoc for months now, man, because nobody's been here.
Yeah.
What?
And now that you're here, we get to pick on you.
What about Victoria? Does she ever call in anymore?
No.
Wait, who the hell is Victoria?
Ghetto,
really?
I'll give you a hint. Legit.
Wait, how do you two know each other?
Wait, you mean Victoria?
Yeah.
She's my friend on Facebook.
Oh.
Just like a lot of other people are.
I was kind of wondering, because you guys weren't here at the same time.
No, but she was on one of the shows when I was on.
Well, I'm going to give you some advice. If you have Chris on your page, delete him.
If I have what?
Chris, a.k.a. Psycho Killer.
Oh. Why?
Yeah, delete him.
Why?
Because
because
we have no affiliation with him whatsoever.
Oh.
Now I have a question. Were we really affiliated with him when he was here?
No.
I would say no. I have like 10 different people named Chris, and two of them have Psycho Killer on them, so which one?
What the hell is his last name? Schulte.
Yeah. So,
oh.
Yeah, that little faggot.
Yeah.
Speaking of lazy eyes, there you go.
Yeah, that motherfucker is lazy as all hell. Didn't do jack shit to help us.
What are you talking about? He was the best promoter ever, man.
Oh, yeah.
He should get an award.
Yeah.
I can't lead him off this one, so.
Speaking of which, is Poo Poo Ninja's profile still on Facebook?
Last
yeah.
I checked, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just there. The only thing I saw him post was from fucking March 25th.
Damn. Long fucking time ago.
Yeah, and he said, join the Marines. Or some bullshit like that.
Well, this world is screwed.
Ain't that the truth?
Nah, homie, poo poo.
That's
no,
so
like the color.
man, how about the fact that I was watching Family Feud with fucking Steve Harvey, and they had fucking Honey Boo Boo up on there.
Oh man, that thing needs to be killed.
Yes.
Hell yeah. I think this needs to die.
And how the hell is that fat ass mom beast looking thing got a boyfriend and shit, yo?
Fuck if I do.
And I can't find no fucking bitch, yo. What the fuck is going on with this world?
It's just very disturbing to see them all together.
Well, if you guys were in Canada, I could easily hook you up with a number of girls.
Oh, yeah? I don't trust you.
Ouch, asshole. I was
they probably, they probably got
while.
Dicks.
Don't trust me, they don't.
No, I don't really trust people from Canada.
Why don't you guys go to Allison Redford?
It's because your head is split a different way. And...
the fuck?
I don't know. I was trying to make a South Park joke, but I was failing.
Yeah.
You know how, like, Canadian people when there, their heads are split in half?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the only other artist from Canada I actually know of is Pixie.
Did you just say Pixie?
Yeah.
So, do you know her supposed boyfriend, Abstract, then?
No, I just know of her. Because of the festival.
Oh, I know.
Because she performed a gathering.
I know both of them. More Abstract, really, than Pixie. I haven't really talked to Pixie lately.
Well, I don't give a fuck about him.
No, most of my guy friends are trying to get with her, but then again, who wouldn't?
I don't know.
I mean, I will say this. The only thing I don't like about her music much is the fact that, you know, she's got a little bit of fucking dubstep mixed into that shit.
When does this show kick off again?
About 15 minutes ago.
Bullshit. Serious?
Yes.
Oh wait, Ghetto Man, there actually is another Canadian artist that we know of, Cannibal Carib.
That's right, yeah. And why do we know him?
I believe he's introduced to us to somebody. I don't remember who the fuck it was.
Definitely wasn't me.
Yeah, it was. I don't know who the fuck did that.
Damn. But he's dope as fuck though, so I'll definitely give him that shit.
Wasn't he supposed to do an interview here or something?
I think so. Just
did that
one
ever
down. Not that I remember.
Can't ever remember what the fuck's supposed to happen here.
And you say I used to stop smoking weed.
Yeah, you need to stop smoking weed. So here, you should remember this date, though. December 20th. Joni Richter will be on here.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely tuning in December 20th.
You could talk to a fellow stoner.
Yes. Just make sure you're not on acid.
Okay, I only do acid once in a while. So far, it's been 5 days straight.
Only once in a while, like every other hour.
No, I only take 9 hits a day. That's it. It's not that bad.
Whatever you say.
Yep.
Whatever you say.
Hey, at least she didn't tell us to fuck off.
Oh, I'm actually putting a cap on that one.
Well, it's about time.
Oh my god, I'd fucking kill you right now.
I'd fucking kill you right now.
Fuck off.
And we're back.
Oh my god, no. Oh, no, I did not just do that.
This therapy isn't working very well.
No, it's
your
not.
Your mom's therapy isn't working very well for your looks.
I know, that's why I'm ugly as hell.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's why I'm staring at Spaz's tips.
Damn, nigga, man, you don't need to be putting that out there.
She's not here anymore, so who cares?
Well, nobody cares, but yeah.
Exactly.
Should send that to her husband. you guys want to, you know, you guys want to eliminate everybody from your world? Well, here you go. Check this out. I mean, that guy hated us to begin with.
Yeah. Well, I think he mainly hated Chris the most.
Well, he was the only one that kept trying to talk, yeah.
Yeah, he kept saying, I'm a music artist.
Yeah, remember that, Boulette, man. If you're trying to, you know, pick somebody up, you're a music artist.
Why?
Because it works.
I kind of didn't clue into that whole thing you guys just said.
Well, way to go. Thank you for caring.
Yeah.
I do care. And I care in tiny little parts.
As I sip on my fagel.
Oh, dude, fuck off. I've had, oh.
Jeez, you gotta fuck off because you're drinking fagel.
Oh, you sidewinder.
Sidewinder. What is the other
fuck?
Fucking Jack in the Box. Don't you come at us with these terms we don't know.
Yeah. We're not British or Canadian.
British Canadian.
Okay,
that would
fine.
Be one
French,
fuck up.
French Canadian.
I ain't French Canadian either.
Yeah, we don't know what you are yet.
I don't know what you are yet. Well, why don't you ask her what she is?
Okay, what are you?
You're not good enough to know.
Damn.
Okay, get her. You ask her.
I really don't want to know.
All I can say is I could probably drink more than both of you combined.
I'm sure you could. You're an alcoholic.
No, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm actually been sober for 2 weeks and used to it.
And used to it.
Yep.
Man, I thought that was the voices in my head again.
No, that's a band called Sister.
There's a band called Sister. Sounds like a great, great band.
Am I the only one that doesn't have Instagram? Like, seriously, all my friends do. It's like, what the fuck?
That's correct. I even have an Instagram. I post my dinner up there all the time.
Instagram is so stupid.
It is, but bitches get naked on there.
Yeah.
True.
And on there, like, you can't really control on who follows you and shit. People just kind of follow you, and that's that.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can anywhere else.
As where everywhere else, you could, you know, pretty much delete people and block them for good. I'm sure you could block them on Instagram, but I just don't know how.
As long as Havoc's not pissing in the phone again, I'm fine.
If you tuned in a lot, you would hear it plenty of times.
Ew.
Yeah, just don't mention it. Otherwise, I'll end up pissing on the phone.
Yeah, it's pretty much true. That's what we gotta deal with all the time.
I guess there's a reason why I didn't fucking tune in.
Yeah, it's not a good enough reason.
That and I just got a place like a couple months ago, so I've pretty much been homeless.
Well, that can do it.
You think, after the floods?
After the floods? What?
The floods in Calgary?
Man, motherfucker, I don't follow shit in Canada, so I don't know about the floods.
Oh.
Well, that's okay, Gil, because I thought she said the floods in Canada.
Well, the floods are up in Canada, too, man. It's where we need to go.
Yeah, I think I had to agree with you on that one.
Talked to a lot of slutty girls up in Canada. Shout outs to Boulette.
Ow.
Wow, that apparently hurt her.
It literally hurt her.
You're a fucking cocksucker.
Man, that was like a compliment, man. Saying, we want to come to Canada to see the slutty girls, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're coming. In more ways than one.
Yeah, I kind of got that in more ways than one, you fucker.
But no, why is that though, man? All the people from Canada, man, they do a lot of drugs up there.
Yeah, and the U.S. is one to talk.
No, I swear, man. Every person I talk to from Canada, man, they on a whole bunch of shit.
Because we have to deal with you down south.
Down south, that's a bunch of rednecks down there.
Man, there's way too many rednecks down there.
Speaking of that, I saw somebody post up, I love juggalos that are country boys. I was like, I fucking hate that.
Bad.
Juggalos are not country folk.
Hell, motherfucker, no, bitch. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Don't you know we going chicken hunting, bitch?
Redneck hope. Yeah, if only we could just take every single fucking redneck, put them in a fucking chamber and just bomb their ass, we'll be fucking set.
Here we go with Havoc's logic. It's always when they gather up a whole group of people and they either gas them, blow them up, shoot them in the head.
Light them on fire.
You know, so that's what we're going to do, I guess.
Yep.
There goes half the world.
There goes the whole world. Because Havoc hates everyone.
No shit.
Yeah, well, Lil Wayne, Drake, and all the rest of those faggots will be the first ones to go.
Well, that's perfectly fine. That's just a handful of people.
Yeah. And we'll throw Skrillex in there, too.
Yeah. That dude that looks like a mop.
Well, then there you go, get away. You know, before we throw him in there, we'll use his head as a mop so that way we can clean everything up first. And then we'll throw them in there.
Wait, what are we cleaning up?
After we kill Lil Wayne and all of them, we'll use Skrillex as a mop to clean them up.
And then when you get rid of him, you'll still need someone to clean it up after, unless you can use a mop again.
Well, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off. I'm not gonna clean up shit unless you pay me.
Unless I pay you.
Yeah.
Well,
I ain't paying you shit.
That go for other things as well.
Yeah.
No comment, I see.
Bitch, that ain't worth my time.
It ain't worth your time. You should. I just offered you money.
So? I get more money than I need, actually. Plus, why would I let you pay me for anything else? Oh, wait, that sounds bad. Never mind.
She seems so lost on that, man.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of forgot what the hell I was talking about.
There goes the brain cells. Floating away.
Yep.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Hey, Ghetto, look. It's your old friend, Keith.
It's my old friend who?
You remember Keith? You know, the old fuck.
Oh, you bald-headed fag.
Yep, that'd be the one.
What? Why do you see him? Is he running his mouth again?
Apparently I have this one chick added my page named Stephanie Twisted Kilolette, and apparently they're dating.
I thought he was with Ali.
I thought so too.
Or is that girl completely fucked up?
She's probably completely fucked up.
Since, like, I don't know, man. She was all over the fucking place.
Yeah, right.
Probably the weirdest girl ever.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
well,
we all dated her.
Well, next to, you know, Boulette here, of course.
Ha ha, very funny.
Just because
she's
so mean to me.
I was gonna say, yeah, I don't know. I think they're about equal there.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Although Allie kind of looks like a fucking chicken.
Look like a chicken?
Yeah. Hell yeah. At least fucking Big Bird.
She looks like a chicken. Now she looks like Big Bird.
Dude, don't even say it.
Don't even say what?
I thought you were going to say something about me.
What about you? Why is everything got to be about you? Huh?
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 What?
I said, why does everything got to be about you?
It does. Never is.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, if it was, it'd be a lot more happier. Well, not everything about me, but if some shit was.
Oh, yeah, what do you want to be about you?
I don't know.
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
Yep.
Now it's no longer a big clusterfuck. Oh, wake up, damn Canadians. What? You got nothing? Nothing?
No, because most of us, well, some of us Canadians actually do suck.
I'm sure they do.
Why don't you just play Homies? And just so you can, like, shut up for 5 minutes or whatever, just play it.
Fine. Have it play Homies.
Let me get to it.
Come on, Slowpoke. Move those stubby legs.
And since she didn't, you know, clarify which version she wanted.
Homie, yeah, that's my dog. My homie, comes with down my law. My homie, everything that we are. My homie, yeah, that's my dog.
Ask you this about this life we live, and let me try to swerve some of this attention you give to them distant ass relatives over Hampton. And if they really missed you so much, why don't they just call it, motherfucker? If you wasn't blood, would you still have love? Or in fact, does the blood make you think you have to love? Look, I probably love my family more than anybody here, but my homies are family too. Third cousins, get out of here. Who was you with when you got tattooed? Who was you tripping with when you did in mushrooms? And who the fuck threw up all over your car and then fell worse than you? About the shit in the morning.
Hey, y'all. Who loans your money, homie? Who owns your cash? Who taught you how to use the bomb on the glass?
Ooh.
I don't know much, but I gotta presume when you hit your first bet, your homies will
be talking about.
Because he the head manager, Chief Kelly Fryman. All you can vision is y'all beating him down. Your homie standing on his back while you're kicking his head around. But responsibility is there, I can't lie. Though I'd have been plucked his fucking eyeball out with a chicken bone. I'm crazy as fuck, I'll rip your piercings off. And now my homies are holding me back, so I don't look off.
Who loaned your money, homie? Who owns your cash?
Ooh.
Who taught you how to use a bomb on the glass?
Ooh.
I don't know much, but I gotta pursue. When you hit your first bet, your homies will
see.
One of us, you better step to the whole crew. I never knew that I could depend, that I can have some friends that's down to the very end. Well, that's my homeboys, excuse me, my family. And when we conquer the world, we macking on the galaxy. Cause sky's the limit and we ain't finished. And if my homies gon' ride, then you know I'm with it.
Puff it and pass it and I give it to my homies, y'all. Hit it and quit it and I give it to my homies, y'all. I got the world around my finger with my homies, y'all. And everything is obsolete unless I hear my homies call. We worldwide, we're homies across the planet. Sticking together like Tiffins on a Michael Jackson beaded jacket. They got my back like a tap for that, I love y'all. Hanging till we old and gray like grandpa.
Yeah, we're back.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, so good. Tell me about that. I made $20 today.
Oh, yeah? Did you do something strange for a little bit of change?
No, I just sold The Walking Dead to one of my coworkers.
You sold The Walking Dead?
Yeah, the game.
Why'd you do that?
I didn't care for it.
Damn, dude. You just don't even see a game through.
No, I did. I just didn't care for it.
Come on, man. You didn't play that entire game.
No, I played it. I just like I said, didn't care for the game too much.
I mean, yeah, the graphics aren't that great, but still an interesting, easy game to play.
Well, I mean, hey, I mean, at least I got more for it than what fucking GameStop would have given me.
Yeah, no way in hell GameStop's going to give you $20.
Hell no.
Well, shit, man, speaking of games, I fucking beat Saul, though.
About damn time.
Yeah, it only took me a fucking year.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I got that shit, you know, like January. Didn't finish it until now. The hardest fucking game I've ever played.
Yeah, which is why I won't play it.
Even though it's probably really not that hard, I'm just retarded. But that shit is just ridiculous.
Exactly.
Man, I stared at this one part, man, for like hours. And it was just ridiculous. Because you got to fucking match up like pipes and shit along with the fuses and whatnot, too. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Although, I could say I beat the game, so fuck it.
That's true.
So now I beat all the games that I have. It's all good.
Just for Bula.
Is she even here?
She's here somewhere.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the golden
no.
shower?
No, he pisses way too much.
I know he does, right?
Drink enough beer?
Man, he drinks everything.
Let's see. Fago had about 3 bottles of water since being on the show.
Wait, hold on. When the hell did you drink something, man? You weren't, like, guzzling shit down. We didn't hear you. When the fuck were you drinking something?
I've been drinking mainly through truck.
Because every time you want to hear drinking, man, you go...
Yeah, he's gargling your balls again or something.
What the fuck?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, is that the noise you make when you do that?
Ouch. No,
yes?
Fuck off.
Like
I said, I gave up guys.
You gave up guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a dyke now.
She's a dyke now? Damn, man.
Here, how is this? I gave up guys until further notice.
Until you find another guy that you want to be with, I guess.
Yes. Or until Poopunita comes back so that way you give him oral.
Ew, I wouldn't touch that.
Did you just say oral?
I wouldn't.
Why not, man? What's wrong with Poo Poo Ninja?
He's just not my type.
He's not your type, man. He's out of his fucking mind. What is your type?
I like him more, well, not that skinny.
Not that skinny?
No.
So, are you saying you like fat people?
Not like morbidly obese like Honey Boo Boo, but yeah.
Man, that kid ain't even grown up yet, man. That kid's fat as fuck.
Yo, I swear, that kid's gonna be dead by the time she's 10.
Fuck that, I give her another year.
Like, how the hell did that kid get so fat?
Dude, look at her mom.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt, I know. I mean, shit, man, like, I was always fat for a while, man, but I wasn't, like, that fucking fat. Now I am, but not as a kid.
Hell no. That thing's just fucking horrible. It's a fucking beast that needs to be put down.
And on top of that, man, he's all fucking ugly and shit, man.
How the hell does her mom have a boy? I mean, like, really? Is he blind or something?
Yeah, explain that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He may be a redneck, but I sure as hell don't know.
Well, that is true. Redneck dudes will pretty much fuck anything.
And bread.
Yeah, and Chris.
Chris is not a redneck.
No, but Chris will fuck anything.
That is very true. Speaking of which, did he ever hit you up, Boulette?
Or hit on you and you know, and ask you for nudes? Like, he did, like, every single fucking chick that...
You mean what he does to all my friends, including me? Yeah.
Chris did that to you?
Even did it. Yeah, he did it to my sister, and my sister's 12.
No, fuck.
Wait, are we talking about the same person?
Yes, the one that you guys just told me to get rid of.
Or are we talking about Chris Penland?
The one that fucking Havoc, I think it was, who told me to get rid of him.
Christopher Schulte. Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah.
Are
yes.
you sure?
Yes.
So you're telling me he's a pedophile?
Sure as hell looks like it.
Sure as hell looks like it. Well, last time we checked, he was more into animals.
Ew.
Well, I mean, because back, you know, he was fucking his dog in the closet.
True story.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Ew, if I'd have known that, I never would have added him. Nasty.
So you better watch your animals.
And your 12-year-old sister.
Better watch your... Your what would you have? A moose.
I used to have two cats, but they died in the house fire.
Did you say you used to have a moose, but it died in the house fire?
No, I used to have two cats.
Oh.
But they died in the house fire 2 months ago.
Well, that sucks. Too bad it wasn't a moose.
Fuck, yeah, no, I'd be having fucking moose jerky.
See that, man? She wouldn't even have a pet moose for long, man. She'd just fucking kill it and eat it.
Same thing with deer, elk, bear.
Bear? But there you go. You can go catch you a bear.
Yeah, no, I'm not that stupid.
I guess we have to be stupid to go other bears.
I guess so.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'd hunt them, but I wouldn't be the only one. And make sure I have my friend with me, because those things can fucking run.
I know, man. Just like those damn commercials, man. The dudes try to get a Christmas tree and a bear running after them.
No, I've actually been chased by a bear. Well, chased across the border.
Chased across the border by a bear?
Well, yeah, I was in southern BC and I crossed the border not thinking anything would happen, and a freaking bear chased me after I saw a moose.
It's not the police. The bear ain't gonna stop. It's not out of their jurisdiction.
No, fuck no. These will kill you no matter what. They're fucking vicious. I hate them.
I didn't ask you if you liked them. I was just saying.
I know, just putting it out there. I don't like big fuzzy things. Oh, that's nasty, Casey.
I don't like big fuzzy things. Well, I'm out again.
Oh, my God. There's, like, no filter on my mouth for what I say. That's nasty.
Hashtag no filter. What the fuck does that shit even mean?
I don't know what the fuck a hashtag is. Like, I know what it is, but I don't get the point.
No, no, no. I meant the whole hashtag no filter thing. What the fuck does that mean?
I didn't even say hashtag.
No, I did.
Can you stop confusing me?
Because you just
fuck,
said
I'm blonde,
no,
okay?
You said you don't have no filter.
Yeah, like, you know, where you can tell what to say and what not to say at the right moment, I guess.
Where would this filter be located at? Because I sure as fuck don't have it.
It's because you don't have common sense.
Really? Is that what that's what you're going to say to me?
I don't know. I've run out of fucking comebacks now.
Calling me dumb and shit.
You're not dumb. Ish.
Say, you just said I ain't got no common sense.
Oh, wait. No, Ghetto, she just said you're not dumb-ish.
Dumbish. That doesn't really help your case.
I'm probably going to come back in the morning.
In the morning, yeah. Well, we're not going to be talking to you in the morning.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, Ghetto Man, are you ready?
Oh, I know. Uh-oh.
Well, somebody asked their question.
Nobody asked me a question.
What? You both were about to say something, man.
No, I was about to say, are you ready for the video that Nerdy Ducky's gonna be doing?
Why? Is she going to be naked?
No, she's not Tammy.
She's not who?
She's not Tammy.
Tammy? Where the hell's Tammy naked at?
In your fucking pictures.
Well, that's a picture. That's not a video, though.
But nah, fuck it. Nerdy Ducky is going to be doing a video about her tattoos.
Man, I don't want to see that.
Nah, I do. I mean, shit, man. She's got fucking Deadpool as a tattoo. She's got Thor's hammer as a tattoo.
I know, Havoc. I'm not blind, man. I can see tattoos.
Man, I'm definitely looking forward to that video.
You're probably the only one.
Well, me and 8 other people.
Uh-oh. Including Boulette.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Okay, really, don't copy me.
Okay.
That is like my biggest pet peeve.
Oh. Pet peeve. Well, good. We found your trigger.
You don't want to push the trigger.
I do want to push the trigger.
That's right, because you're just over the phone. It's not actually in person.
I would love to press it in person. Pig.
Yep.
The fuck is that?
I'm still watching the commercial that Kissa did.
Damn, man, how long is that commercial?
30 seconds.
Damn. You haven't watched that 30-second clip yet.
Nope.
You buy as slow as Boulette.
But I just think it's funny that they chose Kiss to be in the commercial.
It is rather interesting, yes. They should have put Havoc in there.
Hold on, but I don't go to no fucking community college.
Talking about, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Don't end up like Boulette. Stay in school.
Oh, fuck off.
Hugs, not drugs.
Well, ghetto, guess what? It's time.
Oh, it's time.
Mr. Will Kid Crusher Howell decided to post in our group saying, "I'm still on my family, Abby, and I have Skype."
Oh, dude, seriously, he's been doing that on every single page. Holy shit.
See, she even knows.
Yep, well, now the motherfucker.
How could I not know?
Yeah, well, goodbye. Goodbye, Will.
Yep, goodbye, motherfucker.
Dude, he like, it's almost like spam. Like, holy shit.
I wonder if anybody ever adds him.
I did made the mistake in adding him.
That's awesome. The hell? Is Twisted in the commercial?
No, that's just me.
Oh. I was about to say, what the hell, they got Twisted in a community college with you?
Yeah, right?
Fuck. Oh, fuck off. Really? You did it again.
I didn't do anything.
You know, Gary, to this day, I don't understand why people, you know, if you're on a radio station, why are you listening to music in the background?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because they can, and I'm not actually part of the radio station, I'm just a caller.
But you're on the radio station.
Oh, fine. I won't listen to Twisted, assholes.
I'm just saying, man. Like you did earlier, you requested a song and we played it, you know.
Fine, then play Lift Me Up by Twisted, if you guys even have it.
It's a little late for that now.
Please.
Yep, you got like 3 minutes left to get kicked off.
Yeah, seriously, you ain't even going to hear the song.
Hmm.
You're going to have to come back tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
Because that way you can hear the full song.
Even or I could just play it.
Yeah, you smart ass. That's what I was going to say.
Guess I'm faster than you are.
It's true. That's good in many cases. But not some.
True, true. Fine, you know what, you suck, go play it. Anyways, I'm kicking off. I'm going to crash with my girl before I get up at work at 6 in the morning.
Oh, well, we're about to be kicked off here anyway.
Yep. Yeah, no shit, so I just get off.
So goodbye.
Peace.
Yeah, boop, boop, see you later.